So let us suppose that it is about the amount of bread that they have in the boat. It's not what Jesus was talking about when he warned them about the leaven of the Pharisees or the leaven of Herod. He was talking specifically about the political spirit that is there in Herod and the Herodians, or the spirit that abides with the Pharisees, the one in which it's all about observance, but there's really no power. There's really no power. Just observe. Warning against these kind of mentalities seeping into their own experience. But Jesus drills home a point for his apostles and disciples anyway. Let's do some math, he says. Suppose that it is about you only having one loaf of bread. Okay, so we do some math. So when I had five loaves to feed 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments did you pick up? 12. All right, so 5 to 5,000, 12 was left over. And when I had seven loaves, so two more loaves than I had of the five, and I fed 4,000, so 1,000 less people, so more bread, less people. How many wicker bag fragments did you pick up after seven? So he fed more people with less bread and had more left over than when he fed with less bread, or excuse me, more bread, fewer people, and had fewer left over. So do the math. Seemingly, Jesus could feed the whole world with that one loaf of bread. If you do the math, it's reversed, right? With less, he was able to do more and have more left over than when he had more and fed less and had less left over. He wants them to be attentive to those miracles. Like, did you see what happened? Because they saw, but they did not see, right? They heard, but they didn't hear. And they are in this mentality of scarcity. We only got one loaf. Jesus is mad at us. We only got one loaf. He's like, if we work it out exponentially on the loaf level, he says, I could feed 100,000 people with that one loaf of bread. And you'll have like three boatloads of bread left over, right? If we do the math in this direction. It's not about the bread, he's saying. And he's saying to them, if you're focused on the scarcity or what you have or what you don't have, the material possession, you're looking at the wrong thing. That's the lesson he's trying to teach them today. He warned them about something. They were thinking about something else. And so he's like, all right, since you're thinking about that, let's answer that question for you. Should you be concerned that you only have one loaf of bread? No. Do we have this scarcity mentality in our own life, my brothers and sisters? A scarcity mentality about your possessions, what you have, what you don't have, money, time, a lot of young adults out there, time, not enough time, Father, scarcity mentality of time. If only I had more time. We can see our poverty as an impediment to what we think God wants to do in our life. If he can do good for 5,000 people with 5 hours of your time, and he can do good for 4,000 people with 7 hours of your time, how much can he do with that 1 hour that you actually have? It's not about the quantity. It's about into whose hands you give the gift. We get so caught up in what do I have to give, what I don't have to give. This is all I have, this is all they have, this is all they have. Okay, give it to him. Give it to him. It's simply this. Where were their eyes? Where were their eyes? Who were they looking at? They were looking at themselves and the loaf of bread. And they didn't have their eyes on Jesus. We too can fall into this mentality. Turn our eyes away from Jesus as we look and weep and mourn over ourselves and the one loaf of bread that we have. This is not the substance. It is not sufficient means for weeping and mourning when you have Jesus in your boat. Every day, my brothers and sisters, the little that you have, entrust into his hands. In his hands, the kingdom of God will be made manifest, where mathematics is turned upside down for our broken world. Amen.